Welcome to the Healing Soul Podcast, Empowering Wellness and Oneness. I'm Mary Beth Rombach Nelson, a published author on Amazon Books, a gifted intuitive, and a spiritual teacher. And today on the Healing Soul Podcast, I'm happy to have Jessica Zempel. She's developed a documentary on mental illness called Crack. And can you introduce yourself, Jessica?
Yeah, so good to be here. I am a professional life coach and really help people live their best lives by breaking through their fears. My metaphor is that everybody is a pearl. And for those of you that may not know how a pearl is formed, it's actually the grit inside the oyster. And so I really see it's the grit in all of our lives that make us beautiful and unique and wonderful. And we have shells around our pearls that we close in fear, which is sometimes natural and appropriate. And the key is if the shell is closed too long, then we're living in the dark and constrained. And really, it can be lonely. So we've got to shuck those shells open. And the only way to do that is love. And so that's really my whole goal is to spread love in all the ways I can. And cracked is one of those ways, which
That's
is,
beautiful. Yeah.
yeah.
So when did you first have the thought to share your story and do do cracked?
I was asked to share my story about 10 years ago.
Oh, so this has been a process for you.
Yes. And I will be honest, my very first website didn't even have a picture of me until the fourth page because I was so afraid of putting myself out there. My coach was the one to point that out, and he said, you should probably have your picture on your website if you want people to work with you. And that was when the first person approached me to share my story about my father and me, and it was just too scary at that time, and I had a lot
Right.
of growth I needed to do to get to a place where I felt healthy and strong enough to share my story in a way that would be more beneficial to people rather than putting my anger or sadness onto them. But I felt like I had a little ways to go. And so I finally feel like I got there and that the story is in a place where it can really inspire more hope and healing.
So do you feel like you almost went through a process like grief that you go through, the state, the different stages of accepting a situation and then gaining the wisdom from it?
That's a really great way to say it, Mary Beth. Yeah, I would say
Okay.
that's probably true.
Okay.
And I was just living it. I did not know that at
But
the time.
as I listen to you talk, it seems like the process of moving through grief and coming out with those pearls of wisdom, like to use your example of pearls, is perfect. And do you feel like you had post-traumatic stress from what you went through?
Absolutely. And I still have it today. So little things like shutting a door are really noticeable for me because I think so many doors were slamming as a child. And also, when a door is closed, it's my way out. And so if the door gets shut, I notice, even as of today, a little disruption in my peace. I'm way better than I was years ago because of the work I've done, reminding myself I am safe and I have a strong intuition. And if I need to find a way out, I will. But a lot of that's intentional work and practice. And there's a lot of other little areas too that I could point to, but that would be one example.
I also have post-traumatic stress. I had an ex-husband that was bipolar. And when I watched Crack about the phone calls, I would get 50 phone calls a day from I love you to fuck you and I hate you. And then it would be I love you again. So it was like all over. And I won't get into my whole story, but he stalked me and tried to kill myself and the children. And he ended up going to jail. So I feel like It's synchronicity that we talked because we do have a lot that we've gone through that's not exactly the same, but a lot of the similar things that you go through. And I just happened to look up on World Health Organization, and it says 1 in 300 people have schizophrenia. That's 24 million worldwide. So this is a definite the problem that people have to deal with and have coping skills for. So tell me, how did you cope with your father and his schizophrenia?
In the younger years, it was just survival. So I did a lot of hiding. I was 7 or 8 when my mom finally broke us free from having him in the home. And at that time, it really just truly was like anything I could do. I had to call the police at times, and I didn't really know a different life though, because that was my world. And then through the years where he was not in my life, it was a lot of exploration. I thought I had done things wrong. I felt guilt for not helping him, knowing that he was experiencing the schizophrenia. And at different times, different tools helped me. And when I was younger, it was playing basketball and sports in school because it was a way for me to release energy and think about something that wasn't scary and actually have a really healthy distraction. As I got older, I found yoga to be really helpful because that was a place I learned how to be with my emotions in a healthier way and process them in a healthier way. I found a path of spirituality. And so that has just given me so many gifts and ways to relate to my situation in a way that allows me to move out of the victim role and really just look at life as it is. There's grit, and it's part of why I am who I am. It doesn't condone his behavior, excuse his behavior in any way, but more about my ability to cope with it and deal with it.
That's empowering yourself, it sounds like, by moving through the process of how strong you are and that you can handle what you can handle and the things that you can't. It's okay to have bad days.
Yes.
It's okay. So I want our listeners to know that if they're feeling like today is the darkest day, that there is hope for a better tomorrow, that you have those really bad days, but it ebbs and flows, and the only person you can change is yourself. And focusing on getting support, getting into a support group, or getting with a professional that you can talk to this about and handle it from your piece of the whole picture of your life. So thank you for that. Some of the signs I looked up on Centers for Disease Control are delusions, hard time remembering, disordered thoughts, hearing voices, hallucinations, and sometimes lack of emotion. Did you see any of those in your father?
Yeah, he experienced it in a multitude of ways, but definitely delusions and disordered thinking. He also thought he was God much of the time when he would go into states of psychosis. And the way I experienced it with my father was that he would be just like you and me, and he would be talking about what you're going to have for dinner. And then he would go into what I would call a state of psychosis. And that's where I felt like he wasn't in his body and maybe somewhere else. And that's where those different things would occur. And then he would come back. And those times of psychosis could be anywhere from a short day to months.
How did your mom, I'm sorry to interrupt, but how did your mom handle that with with you kids?
During that time, it was really survival. So she was just fighting to break us free, and she's amazing. And she got us out of that environment. And then she really gave us a safe and solid foundation to really heal and grow from. And I think back, I mean, she was just 30. And wow, I can't even imagine going through what she did at that age. And I just have so much respect for her and for him too. I mean, he was scared of what was going on. He didn't really know what was overtaking his body. And so, both of them are pretty amazing people.
Well, if you think about it, no one would want to be born with a mental illness that's devastating to your relationships and your life and makes it so hard for the person themselves to function. So having that sympathy and forgiveness for the person is definitely a process that I went through too. 'Cause you're mad. I mean, the things that have happened, you have that anger and those different things that you work through. But it's funny that you said yoga helped you. I'm a yoga teacher too, and it is so soothing to your soul. And somatic yoga actually works out stuck energy from post-traumatic stress and other things that are stressful in your life. So that what other ways did you use to get through that time and later on coping methods?
I did something called the Hoffman Process, which is an amazing program. It's about a week long. And the focus with that program was understanding all the things we've learned in life, all the patterns and limited beliefs that we've collected through our journey, and how to unlearn them
Okay.
and really see and experience life in a new way. And it's such an amazing program, and they do have scholarships for people that might have financial constraints. And then I found my way to the University of Santa Monica with doctors Ron and Mary Hulnick. And that was a 2-year master's program. And really, it was 2 years of learning about me, what kind of fears were holding me back, what my true dreams were, how to get over people pleasing, how to tune into my intuition again, and all these amazing things. And I just keep learning more and more. Right now, I'm studying with a woman, Dr. Anne Marie Chaisson, and she's a blend of Western medicine and shamanism. And she's absolutely brilliant and teaching me how to live life at an energy level. So there's so many cool modalities that.
Yeah, it sounds like the listeners could basically do a self-evaluation from their perspective of their life and what they learned. Because it sounds like what you kind of went through in that class was looking at yourself and changing beliefs and perspectives changes everything.
It does.
It
And it's
does.
such a simple like concept.
But
Doesn't mean
so hard to do. It's so
it's
hard to do because
easy
it's like when I tried to forgive for several years my ex-husband and I would get mad all over again, but the hell that we went through and the terror of the stalking and being outside the house and the kids were hiding and afraid. And I heard that in your documentary Cracked and getting past that and realizing this person didn't choose to be mentally ill, I'm not going to forgive what they did to me, but I can forgive and move forward and move on. It frees both people and it lets you look at things from your perspective and heal yourself. And I think that's so very important. If there was one lesson through this 10-year journey, what's like a nugget of wisdom that you learned overall, like the most important thing?
Self-love.
Ah, that's beautiful. That's everything.
It really is, because the more love I had for myself, it felt like the more I could see beyond everything that had happened with my father and me, and allowed me to really see him as another beautiful soul. And yeah, and self-love just has allowed me to put aside some of the guilt and shame I was carrying. And yeah, just it just
Okay.
and it really allows me to let love in too
That's
more to my
beautiful.
life.
Yeah. So yeah, unconditional love and self-love and just realizing that we all affect each other in unconditional love. So that's another shift in perspective. That's beautiful. So would you say that you have forgiven your father at this point in your life?
I have, although I kind of have started to look at forgiveness a little bit differently. And so I'm going to say this and share this, and it may or may not resonate with some of your community. But when I started to see my father beyond the illness, beyond his behavior, and just as another human, having a human experience, and not that I condone his behavior or tolerate it. But when I could just see him as another soul, it almost made it, Mary Beth, so I had nothing to forgive. Like I was in
Okay.
complete acceptance with him.
Okay.
Again, acceptance is different than condoning and tolerating, but it was almost like I didn't have to forgive him once I came to this place of acceptance. Now, I use the word forgive because I think it works for people and people resonate with it, but it's really more about acceptance and being human and all the messiness of it all.
Accepting people who they are, what they are, and that's it. You know,
That's
just
right.
for them being and yourself, self-acceptance and self-love and unconditional love for everyone, no matter what their situation and what they're going through. It really frees everyone in the vibration and the mood instantly lifts when you have that love and send someone love, even someone. If someone listening, someone that feels like someone harmed them or hurt them, obviously get professional help, but try to get to a place where you can send them love because it really does free your own soul to walk on your soul's path and to sit in your own heart with unconditional love.
Yeah. And I love how you said, Mary Beth, to get help. These concepts that you and I are
I went
talking
to
about.
therapy and
Right.
it used to be so frowned upon and you know I had well-meaning friends and family. Well, you should be over this by now. Only your body and your emotions and your experience can be worked through. So don't ever feel guilty about getting professional help, anyone listening. Don't feel guilty about self-care if you need a self-care day where you shut your phone off and you go get a massage. Because only you can tell what's perfect and right for your body and yourself. Don't you agree with that?
Well said. Yep.
So yeah, had you had that experience too, where other people are like, well, you should be over this, or they kind of put their two cents in, not meaning to harm, but just to push you along, they think.
For me, I hid my pain. At least I thought I was hiding my pain. And most of my friends have affirmed that they had no idea how much I was hurting. So I didn't necessarily have that experience, but by hiding my pain and my suffering, it held me back from getting help. And
Right.
I felt like I had to do everything alone. And while healing is a personal journey and it's something we need to do within, I also believe we need love around us in order to help us heal and lift us up. And so I believe it's together that we all heal and rise to new heights.
Well, I totally agree. I could not have survived the situation I went through if I didn't have my sister and brother for support. Because it's just overwhelming on days.
Yeah.
So you need that support. And if you don't have a family member, anyone listening, go to a support group because there's so many different support groups for many different things. And you can look up meetups in your community. Just talking to people that have gone through similar situations is so very healing. So what's I know we talked about self-care, like meditation. Did you meditate at all or?
I do now. I started that about 10 years ago. I can't
Okay.
say I do it daily. I wish I was that disciplined, but I do use that a lot in really returning to myself and connecting with something bigger than me.
Right. And I know for me, in meditation, my intuition is like it opens the door completely. And my first intuitive experience was when I was 14. My dad had died, and he came to me a week later and tucked me in. And I was totally freaked out by that, but it opened a different door for me that I think helped me get through my traumatic experience with a mentally ill person, because I realized there was more than just this lifetime, and that's opened that door to spirituality. And meditation does that too. It increases your intuition. It makes you realize that everybody listening has spirit guides to help them every day and help guide them. You can call your angels and archangels to help you and to protect you. I always put Archangel Michael around the house for protection with his shield, and it soothed me. It made me feel better. So I don't know if you believe in the angels or connect to the angels in meditation, but I just think it's another powerful form of prayer and meditation and a way to soothe yourself.
Yes, and to remember that we're not alone in this journey. On those days that it feels like we might be, we always have angels around us guiding us and wanting the best for us.
And even, not on just the schizophrenia, but just all mental health and suicide, I feel like right now people need hope more than ever. And to realize, like you said, they're not alone, because I think that's when we feel devastated from a soul level, is if we do feel like we're the only one. And I think that's why it's so beautiful that you were raw enough to share your story, because a lot of people are going to be able to relate to Cracked. And can you tell our listeners where they can find Cracked? And I'll share
Yes,
the link too.
absolutely. Cracked.film will lead you right to my website and it's on YouTube. So if you also search for my name, Jessica Zempel, which, as far as I know, I'm the only one out there with that name. So it's
Okay.
pretty easy to find all my work out there.
And what was your father's name?
Lauren Zempel, but he went by Dutch, which is actually a funny story. My dad would tell me lots and lots of stories, so I didn't always know which one was true. And I learned to accept that maybe none of them or maybe all of them are.
Right.
But the one about his name that I really, really believe may have the most weight behind it is he changed his name to Dutch. So when he went up to heaven, God would know him as Dutch and forgive for not know all the other things he did as Lauren. And I was like,
Oh, how
oh,
precious.
he's trying to hoodwink his way into heaven, isn't he? That little stinker.
It. That is, I'm so glad I asked you that, because that is
Yeah.
so precious. Yeah,
Oh,
that's
that's so
really.
funny.
Is
Yeah.
your mom still alive? Was she
She
able?
is.
Oh, that's
Yes.
so beautiful. And is your dad still alive, or?
No, he died a year ago. And
Okay, I'm
so,
sorry. But
yeah,
yeah,
he's.
he's looking down from heaven and laughing, probably, you sharing this
Oh,
story.
he's having a heyday for sure.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you so much for being on the Healing Soul podcast. And I have a quote. I always pick a quote for the day. And today's is, "Faith is the bird that feels the light when the dawn is still dark." And that's from Tagore. And I feel like you're sharing your light with the world to give people a way out of the darkness.
Oh, right back
I
at you,
really
Maggie
mean
and me.
that. Thank you. And then I always pick an intuitive heart oracle card. And today's card is Seek Understanding. Seek understanding. Listen to messages you're getting in meditation. Sit in your feelings and ask for clarification when needed. Keep an open mind, an open heart, and an open soul, and seek understanding. And I want to thank you, Jessica, and thank all the listeners today on the Healing Soul podcast. Know that God loves you, and so do I. The Healing Soul, empowering wellness and oneness. Thank you.